Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gratifying gigglers? Ooh. Welcome to the meditation app where we giggle the whole time. It's okay. We're actually not going to be calm because Paige
was on the Today Show
this morning.
It was amazing. But all I could think of was, wow, they get up this early.
No.
Every single day.
No.
And not even, I mean, I couldn't
imagine.
It's not
early, it's middle of the night.
And they start at 7 a.m., so I couldn't imagine what time those people are getting up. They have to be getting up at like 3:30, 4.
I was saying, I just started watching the morning show, and their alarm goes off at 3:30. That's basically the most interesting part of the plot of the morning shows, the 3:30 alarms.
No,
diabolical.
It's crazy.
Because I know that I'll be like, I'm going to bed at 8, and then one TikTok wormhole. It's 4 a.m. I'm late to work.
No. When I was in college, I like interned at a news station and I had to go in and do like the overnight shift one time.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized I wasn't a working girl.
I do have to say, you looked good on daytime TV.
I feel my most self on daytime TV.
It was like, for example, me, I'm scared. I just want to say the word cunt whenever, like,
yeah, like a camera comes on.
Camera
you.
Comes it's on me. Like, head. I'm literally fighting for my life to not say something inappropriate. You, like, honestly, if I was the Savannah, I'd be shaking. You're trying to come for a job.
Shaking. That is something people don't talk about, is our everyday jargon not suitable for morning TV?
No. And, like, comedy is about, like, or riffing.
A punchy
you
word.
You have to be quick. You can't overthink it.
Yeah.
So you have to almost go through like three layers in your head before you come out with the clean version.
Yeah.
Also, not to toot my own horn about your experience.
Right,
but
not to bring it back
to me.
You.
And I know you did a fashion segment. And it's, first of all, crazy you didn't ask me for any
to be
advice.
One of the model.
No, I'm not that crazy.
Weird that you went in my closet and took everything.
I mean, you could have been like, you know, I talked to fashion expert Hannah Burner.
But
last night, I did something I never do.
I can't wait.
Well,
you picked out your outfit.
No,
I
saw something online and I was like, I think Paige would like this.
Yes.
Now, if you text something to Paige and say you think she'll like it and she doesn't like it, first of all, it's an insult to her. Second of all, it's embarrassing. Third of all, I wasted everyone's time. So I was like,
wait, we should start screenshotting more of our texts because recently they've been more unhinged than ever, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like Hannah sent me a pair of shoes and I just sent back no. Like I did, because I was doing something and I saw the text and I looked quickly and I
no,
like,
but you know what I said? I looked in the mirror and I said, you have to do better. You can do better. So then I saw this stout. Is it stout or stod?
Stod.
Stod. I saw this stod dress and I said, you know what? I think that Paige would like this. Did I have to send it? No. Did I want you to think?
And I did
that
love
I was cool?
it.
So
I
you
love
loved
that
it. And then I got a little crazy and I saw another one I thought you'd like and I sent it and you were like, yeah, I like that too. And then the third one was the dress that you ended up wearing on the that I didn't send because I thought that it was a little too, might to be too wild for you.
Yeah. No,
but you wore
nailed it.
Am I your stylist?
How crazy. Hannah styled me for the Today Show this morning.
Well, I'm very connected to
I
you.
Originally bought that dress for my mom. Because I was like, oh, this will be a nice
Kim would
for
look gorgeous
birthday
in
gift
that.
For her.
Yeah.
She wore it in Vegas.
She can't wear it again.
And so I said, hey, you already wore that dress. Do you have anything else that you're planning on wearing it to? And she said, no. And so I took it back.
Mom-daughter swapping of clothes is an important part of the woman nature.
She'd hemmed it already for me.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's just, speaking of fashion, I think you're going to be excited about this trend coming up.
Mm. Is it ugly? I really love ugly trends.
Kind of.
What is it?
So you know how Coastal Grandmother was having like a full, they had years. Coastal Grandmother was having like a long run.
Mm-hmm.
2024 is all about the electric grandpa.
Wait, you heard electric grandpa sounds like my DJ name.
You heard it here first.
Electric
Coastal
grandpa?
Grandmother's out, and it's all about your electric grandpa.
It doesn't mean like a zany older man.
It's very like the style of dressing is like very Hailey Bieber in the sense of like a little boxer shorts, like shorts, a high sock.
Oh, so
a
like
sneaker,
he's been reading the New York Times.
A
and,
big leather jacket.
Oh, I love that.
And like cool sunglasses.
Wait, I love that.
Electric grandpa. Yeah. So
oh
that's
God.
Your 2024 vibe. Gen Z is doing that to us. And also, did you hear that Gen Z is like we had this moment in like 2018 and they're mm-hmm. like acting like they invented it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this thing where they're buying glasses that have no prescription and they're just wearing glasses.
I saw that and I want to do it.
You want to get glasses?
You know how everyone had braces when you were younger and you like low-key yeah. was like, okay, well, I want to get braces. I want to pick the color bands
yeah.
that I have in my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get them and you're like, fuck,
yeah,
this sucks.
Is awful.
Everyone had glasses and I never had glasses because I have perfect eyesight. I mean,
sorry about it.
Sorry if there's an apocalypse. I'm going to survive.
What would be your style glass? Like, are you, we need to go glasses shopping because
I like what Emma Chamberlain's doing. Like nerdy,
like
old, kind of mini type. Like not ugly.
Yeah, ugly.
Ugly.
Like they look cheap.
Yes.
Like the glasses
like they
look
like
cheap.
You could step on them and
yeah,
they'll
like you
just
got them
shatter.
At CVS.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've actually been to some CVSs recently and I was like, oh, I would fucking.
Because they come in like the case.
I identify as.
An electric grandpa.
A cool Gen Z girl and a grandpa, and I have no in between.
Yeah.
I do have to say, you know what I also have been liking for winter? But I don't think I could pull it off.
Mm.
The big fuzzy hats.
Like the Pamela Anderson hats?
Yeah.
Like Brooke.
I was about to say Brooke Schofield.
Why do we do that?
Brooke Schofield. Shout out to Brooke. She's going through it right now in the best way.
In the best way.
Yeah.
There's something about.
And she listens to Giggly Squad because I hit her up and she was like, by the way, I've been listening to you.
We need to go out to LA and hang out with them because
yeah.
there's something about the way Brooke does her TikTok videos that like, this is going to sound so creepy, but I can watch her TikTok videos without any sound because I like the way she talks with her hands and the way her mouth moves. There's something very like ASMR to me about it.
So the reason why Brooke is iconic is she's actually. Both her and Tana are hysterical people,
mm-hmm.
Which is why I think we gravitate towards their energy. But she, like, licks her lips a lot.
Okay.
And when she talks.
Yeah.
And people were, like, commenting because people comment on everything. And she was like, I lick my lips because I have dry lips because I'm on a medication that caused my lips to be dry. So go fuck yourselves, motherfucker.
Wait, and people were, like, mad at her?
People were just saying, like, it's so annoying that you lick your lips.
Sometimes on Giggly Squad, people are like, you breathe too heavy. Or, like, you, and I'm like, whoa.
Sorry, I have to breathe.
I literally, sometimes I'll be like, don't breathe.
Well, famously, my first ever podcast I ever did was with Taylor Strecker. And I ate a scone the whole time.
I remember.
They call it Scone Gate. Because it was like a 3-hour radio show. My biggest fear is being hungry. So
yeah.
I was like, I had a scone, I had a banana, I had a yogurt.
I don't know if people
I had a Thanksgiving
know that
dinner.
About you, that your biggest fear is literally at
I
any,
literally have a snack bar right next to me just in case.
Any point in time, if you're hungry, as if we don't live in the most gluttonous country in the world. There's a McDonald's on every corner.
I do have to say, you know, the movie Trainwreck?
Yeah.
One of my favorite scenes was when she was like, I'm starving, to the doctor. And he's like, oh no, what have you had to eat today? And she's like, a tuna fish sandwich, some
Chipotle.
Chips. And she just keeps listening.
She's like, nothing, really.
That's what I do. My mom's like, why are you so hungry at 3 o'clock? And I'm like, I haven't eaten anything but like a griddle, 7 griddle bars. And I ate leftovers from Chicken Parmesan last night. So anyway, shout out to Brooke with her fuzzy hat. I just think, I know I have a
potential.
Big head energy. Like, if you hear my voice, you're like, that girl is a big fucking head. But I actually have a very small head.
Wait, have you done the TikTok filter where it shows you, like, if you were bald?
No.
Don't do it. There's a- because I was like, oh, I can do this filter. Like, I feel like I have, like, a small head. Like, it might look good bald. I have an obscenely large noggin.
You mean compared to the rest of your body?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, my God, is my head like that? But then I thought maybe it was just, like, the AI. But anyway, it
I was having a little too much fun with the Justin Bieber filter.
Haven't seen that one.
Okay, so you put it on. You just, like, look like Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I did to Dez. And then Hailey Bieber, shout out.
Did it.
My love. Did it to Justin Bieber, and it was
iconic.
It's getting very meta in this life.
TikTok is very meta.
And things are moving so fast, the trends, that, like, I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I also wrote TikTok shop is sketchy. Can we just discuss, like, I ordered a couple things from it.
I ordered bangs.
I sent them to you.
Did you order them? I got them the other day, put them on, and Craig was like, what are those? I don't know.
You go, my name is Devania.
It wasn't. I need to get the ones I wore in Vegas because I ordered on TikTok,
they were
$6. Too thin.
They were $6.
But then, like, the idea was there.
Okay. But this is the thing with TikTok shop. One, stuff is getting canceled all the time, so you can't buy something that you, like, need.
Okay.
Like, my orders, a lot of orders are getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're saying, like, some stuff, like, if you order snail mucin,
it's not the real.
It's not always the real thing. And then some people were saying, I'm just throwing this out here, some things on Amazon are not, beauty products are not always
real.
What they say to be.
Yeah.
So just, like, keep an eye out in these streets.
No, for beauty products, you can tell, though, when it's not. Like, if any beauty products aren't on Prime, I tend to be weary.
Yeah, because it's, like,
That's a really good way to look.
Yeah.
Because if it's, like, a random sell. Like, perfect example is, like, that skincare product, Biologique, that, like, you can only buy from them or, like, from a store that sells it.
Oh, I think,
like,
I definitely bought that.
On Amazon,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah.
They DM'd me and they were like, we don't sell on Amazon. Stop promoting this. And
so
I thought they were
the
DMing
fuck are
me
you
being like,
on your face?
You're our new face of our line.
I think Stassi, the Kylie Jenner's friend, like, posted a link on Amazon and I bought it because I'm like, $35 supposed to be the best.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but you gotta, like, you gotta watch out.
But we're so, like, such hypocrites because, like, we want the dupes on Amazon for the clothes, but then we don't want the dupes
for
the
beauty
stuff you put on your
skin.
Well,
because that's, like, it's going into your body. It's going into your blood.
Or it's just, like, nothing. Like, it's just water.
I feel like I was so scared as a child that more things were going to get into my blood and I was going to die. Because I feel like I have just, like, in my mom's voice.
I was sure I was going to trip on a nail and get tetanus.
She's like, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was like, watch out for the nails today.
She's like, that's going to get in your bloodstream and then you'll die.
Or rabies. I was very worried about rabies. They're basically
that,
like, one day an animal is going to bite you. And every now and then I'm like, do I have rabies?
Also, like, I feel like,
I'm like, what's a symptom of rabies?
I feel like they made rabies, like, like, if you legit got it, you just go to the hospital and they, like, give you a shot. Like, it's, you're not, like, foaming at the mouth.
Whenever you see, like, a squirrel acting, like, a little weird, they'd be like, he has rabies.
Yeah. Or, like, an animal that's not supposed to be awake. We have rabies. Like, we're literally, we have rabies.
I remember my friends, like, literally running away from, like, a bird, being like, that bird has rabies.
I thought that. Also, we were going to encounter quicksand more in our lives, but I've never seen it. I've never even been somewhere that it could possibly be.
Do you know what actually I can't deal with is red ants. I'm apparently the only thing I'm allergic to in this whole life, knock on wood, is red ants.
Interesting.
Because I got bit by a red ant in Arkansas. Apparently, they're only in the South. And I'm such a Yankee doodle
yeah.
that I went to the South, was doing, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. So Becca and I have a different dynamic than me and you. When mm-hmm. I'm with Becca, I'm a beauty queen.
Okay.
Because Becca is like, she's so funny and she's just so like tomboy.
Yeah.
And like, I literally am Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out and she was into photography and I was like, well, then let's take some photos of me. We were like 19 and we were in Arkansas and I was like, we have to find cool places. So we found this like, no, first of all, we found a railroad.
Just mental picturing you modeling for Becca has me in a fucking tizzy.
Like, I go, paint me like one of your French girls.
Is Becca still into photography?
No, Becca would have a different hobby every 3 seconds. But she had this like cool camera, and I remember we were like taking photos on this bridge, and then we saw this railroad.
Wait,
which,
not gonna lie, your modeling is really good. Like your actual like art of modeling. I'm not even like being funny. Like you are good.
Wait.
Let me just like the take, photo shoot you moment. Just did when you were like, what was that like Michael Jackson pose you were doing?
Oh, when
you were
I was like, going backwards?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, she's never stretched in her life.
No, I don't know who I was. When I was
like, she has tight hip flexors.
When I do photo, like I want to be editorial. I want to be like yeah. weird. I want to be like crazy.
No, you did it.
Oh my God, I tried really hard. But also, honestly, I did this photo shoot for the House magazine, whatever. And the team was so fucking good. Like the photographer, yeah. the stylist, the hair, the makeup, like it was like a dream team of people. And then my job was just to like not look awkward on set.
Yeah.
And the lighting was really good. And the lady, the photographer actually matters so much. At first no, I thought I'm really like, okay, does. They literally just press click.
No.
But they make you feel a vibe.
Yeah.
And like you can tell when the person feels awkward in front of the photographer.
It's all about connecting with the photographer.
So Beck and I were connecting. You know, we were like, she was like, lay down, arm over. I don't know what, but I think all of us deep down wanted to be a model.
I think so.
And like, you actually were it.
Is that like, because I always thought like I was the only person, because no one ever like no one talks about it though when you're little, because I feel like it's like a deep down secret. Like when you would look at like magazines, you'd be like, oh, I wish I want to do
that. Well, growing up with 17 Magazine or whatever, you see a girl doing a photo shoot and you envision, and maybe it's us being narcissists, but you envision one day.
That being you.
I'll have the fan and I'll be like, oh, tell my agent I'll call him back. Like
I
that.
Literally used to say to my mom, hey, I don't need to study this because I'm gonna be famous. And she would be like, stop!
But the thing is, I knew that one, I wasn't tall enough to be a model, and two, I quickly went into sports.
Yeah.
And also three, I was pretty ugly as a kid.
Just throwing it out here.
I wasn't ugly, but people were not commenting on my looks.
Got it.
Like, no one was like, let's stop the dinner and just address how pretty Hannah looks today. Or when they did, I felt like it was like, hi, she's so pretty. You know what I mean?
Oh, we put a headband on her. She's a girl.
And then I, like, took it off and threw it. I was like, I hate this fucking hat. So anyway.
See, we couldn't have been more different as children. Because, like, I would come downstairs, like, at 4 years old, like, ready for the day in, like, my Barbie matching outfit and my heels. And I'd be like, Mom, like, we have to go do our things. Like, I was always dressed.
So as I've been putting so much more effort into my fashion, it actually hit me, like, why you love it so much. Because recently I put an outfit together and I tried hard on it.
Yeah.
Like I really, like it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
How much you tried. And then I walked outside and someone said, I love your outfit.
Yeah.
And that high you get of
there's
you
nothing
being
like
I deliberately put this together. Cause I get I get a lot of mean girls like, oh, I love your bracelet. Where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Where like, I could tell they were like, oh, that's a vibe. Like, I want to do that. And I got a high that I was like, this is what Paige is chasing every
day. It is a different high.
Because if people like your outfit, that means they respect you as a person.
No. People treat you differently.
No, people treat me
Talk
differently.
About pretty privilege outfits. Like, I can see a girl. Also, like, because I've loved it for so many years, I feel like now I can see a girl, like, in a crowd and know that she's wearing, like, a crazy expensive outfit, but
no one knows.
Unless, like, you knew that certain brand
or
something.
Or you know she's, like, on a trend that, like, is just starting.
Yeah,
and,
that's, like micro.
Only
that,
certain
like,
people know about it or could pull it off. It is, like, girl code.
I always think once, like, because I like modeled when I was younger and I would see certain like trends or like, because in New York City, people just do dress better than other parts of the country because it's like they, no, they do though. If, it's a fact, it's one of the fashion.
Are you coming for Oklahoma City again? First you said they don't have air conditioning. Now you're saying they dress like shit.
I literally love Oklahoma City. Can't spell it, but it's, because New York City is one of the fashion capitals of the world.
Yes.
So obviously girls are going to dress better.
No, my high school, like the hallways of Beacon were like, the girls were wearing next level shit. Like I swear people would see what the high school girls at Beacon were wearing and it would like in 6 months be on L.
So like the perfect example is the no pants trend. I wore it last year on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like because I saw a girl in New York City doing no pants and I was like, that's about
and
to
now
be a
Beyonce's
trend.
In it.
And like, so now it's, it takes a full year for it to get to the masses. Once it gets to the masses,
you
it's
have
out
to get
of style.
It off.
So like no pants, out of style.
See, that is, that's crazy. And you have to put effort into it. I think my thing was I was just so focused on like sports and school or being silly. That I was like, I don't have time to address this like whole other.
It's a whole other world.
A whole other world.
You went sports. I went the other way. Like so, I was in high school and I was like, could I join the track team? Yeah, I could. And then I was like, why would I ever? I gotta go.
Do I become a professional beer pong player? So I'm modeling on the railroad track, which apparently is like you're not supposed to do. Like it's not like socially acceptable because like railroad, it's unsafe.
Why though, when MySpace was around, there were so many available railroad tracks for photo shoots.
I have no idea, but like you see the railroad track, you're like, this is a good idea. So I'm like, you know, like around the railroad track getting photos taken.
Just a boxcar child.
Yeah. Just like holding coal.
Just like hammering, just refurbishing.
We don't even know what people would do. We have no idea.
What would you do to a train track? Okay.
So then suddenly I start
a chain comes.
Something
you
worse.
Start itching?
I start itching my foot. Like my foot is itching.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God, I remember itching it. And Becca was like talking about the photos and how good of a model I am. And then I was scratching my foot. The next thing you know, like I started seeing like colors.
Stop.
Like I
oh
started
my God.
Seeing like green and red. I remember being like,
like, yeah,
something's
like you're
happening.
About to pass out.
And I was like, we have to go to the hospital. So Becca, we get into the car, and I was like, call 911, because I'm like blacking out. I think I was going into anaphylactic shock. How do you spell anaphylactic?
Don't even.
So I
in
was,
holiday season,
I basically start sweating profusely, and I'm blacking out, and Becca like gave said she gave me a water and I took the water and I just threw it because I think I was just like fighting for
and
my life.
And then dumped it on your head.
No,
how many
I
times
threw
did
it.
You get bit? Do you think?
I have no idea, but I'm blacking out. I'm in a foreign country. I'm in Arkansas. Like I'm so scared. My family's not there. Just
no,
me
do they
and
have
Becca.
A hospital? I literally could never move from New York City because any town I move to, they're going to be like, you talk shit about us. You said we don't have air conditioning.
No, so they have one hospital.
Yeah.
They had a hospital. And I got there and like, you don't just get into the emergency room. And I'm like, I'm not
You're
even
dead.
Aware of stuff at this point.
Yeah.
I go straight to the bathroom and I lie down on the bathroom floor because I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm literally dying.
There's no
I'm
other way to put
out.
It.
I don't know what's happening. I'm also having a panic attack with whenever anything physical happens to me, I'm having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I'm just
minor inconvenience.
Lying.
Have you at this point, have you called your mom?
No.
Oh.
Because my mom would be on a plane immediately.
Yeah.
At this point, I was still like blackout. And I'm like, it's so hard to be a model. Modeling is so difficult.
My model days are over. And that's when I decided to throw in my hat and say, I'm done.
That's when I was like, fashion's not for me. And then they like gave me some whatever. I guess I started feeling better after like 3 hours. And her whole family was there. Like it was so embarrassing.
Because
I was like visiting for the weekend. Main character energy. And then they basically were like, you're allergic to red ants. So you either have to walk around with a, what's that?
EpiPen.
EpiPen, which is... so much admin. I'm not walking around with an EpiPen.
So do you?
No, I just don't go down south.
Oh, okay. Well, like, so you just like avoid wherever red ants are.
I mean, let's be honest, I don't.
Where are they?
They're apparently in the south, and I've been in the south and seen a red ant, but I guess I must have like stepped on. I don't know
I've
what happened to this
even
day.
Seen one. Are they legit red or are they just,
they're red.
Like red like your sweater?
Yeah, but and tiny. But like the average person, I guess. So long story short, you could get rabies.
I can't believe you should walk around with an EpiPen, but you don't.
Because I don't. I feel like that's dramatic.
So if someone wanted to kill you, they could just unleash a bunch of red ants and.
That was so Scorpio of you just to say. You're like, so if I wanted to end
it
for you.
I even unleashed them.
You go, that's crazy because I just got a pet red ant. We're so stupid.
I've never even heard of red ants until this day.
I thought it was made up. I think they just didn't know what was happening and they were like, you got bit by a red ant.
It's good to know that you're allergic to something though. Like, I should know that as your friend. Like, does she have any allergies? Red ants!
You know what the table
is. No, like, I should know that.
I go, do you have any allergies? Also, the asking for allergies at the beginning of, like, when you're at a restaurant.
Yeah, let's
has
talk
gotten
about
too
it.
Far. It's, and I'm fine with them asking if there are any allergies at the table.
Yeah.
But sometimes they'll ask three or four times, mm-hmm. and I'm like, did someone die here?
Here's the other thing with the allergies at the table. Stop.
Let's be honest, you don't like fish. You're not allergic to salmon.
It's just like, grow up.
You're not allergic to cilantro.
All nuts? Every single one? Have you had every single one?
So then there's this conspiracy theory. I think it's a fact that like our generation is
allergic
to peanuts,
yeah.
like deathly allergic to peanuts.
Yeah.
Because we weren't exposed enough to peanuts because people were
allergic. Yes.
I don't know. It's like a chicken or the egg thing. So basically when you have a kid, just like...
Give them a bunch of peanut butter.
Put peanut butter on their face.
You know what I've never
thought
about?
Don't listen to us. Don't listen to us, but...
Oh, but also I need to circle back on something. Someone's calling you.
It's my manager.
What were we just saying?
We're fired. Cut the podcast. It's over for us.
Okay, you guys know that I absolutely love AG1, and it's because I always want to have, like, a girly morning aesthetic, and I want to, like, have a routine, but it's so hard to stick with anything, and AG1 is the only thing I can stick with. I actually travel with their travel packs. I've become one of those girls, and it just helps with immune support, and aging is obviously a part of life, and you want to have the strongest body as you get older, and AG1 really does do that for me. And every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process so you know it's safe, and AG1 ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as our new partner. Here's your chance to start every day this season with a gift to yourself. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/giggly. That's drinkag1.com/giggly. Check it out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go. But they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Did you see what I did to the peanut butter cookie last week? Mm-mm. So I was having one of those moments where I'm like, you know what'll save the day? Something sweet.
Yeah.
It's like the end of the day and I'm like, I need one more sweet thing because mm-hmm. I've barely eaten all day.
Oh, you're not a huge sweet person.
I'll
do crave, have to
like,
have it.
Cakey stuff. Yeah. But I'll never be like, I need a chocolate. So I'm like, oh, I have a frozen cookie. Because someone delivered me cookies once, yeah. And I'm not going to eat like eight cookies 8,000, in one yeah. sitting. So I put them in the fridge.
Smart.
No, in the freezer.
Yeah.
So I took it out and, like, I'm not a chef.
But Michelin star.
I'm a Michelin star chef, but not every with day frozen chef. Cookies. Yeah. So I'm like, it's frozen.
Yeah.
You can't just put it in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Right.
I have this thing with the microwave where I just do everything the same time. Everything I put in the microwave, I put it 2 minutes. Everything. Popcorn. Chicken parmesan. How many times are we going to talk about chicken parmesan?
You know what? It's not a bad number to have.
It's either like, oh, put it in for another minute or, okay, that's really fucking hot. But bad things don't technically happen.
Usually is a sweet spot.
I've never burned down a house because of 2 minutes. Right. So I put it in. And 2 minutes is also perfect where, like, I can literally go and pee and come back yes. and be done. Because for some reason, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And I also don't like when it gets to the beep. And I always open yes. before the beep. And Des...
Well, that's just common courtesy.
Des hates it. Des will literally walk by the microwave and it says, like, 0.04. And he's like, oh, someone microwaved.
But it's just being courteous to the other people that live around you to not hear that, like, and the beep is always so, it's like, okay, calm down. Yeah, like, we get it.
So I waited till, like, 3 seconds and I opened it up. The cookie's black. And I'm so mad because I'm like, I never have cookies.
Because, Hannah, you can't put something that's frozen in the microwave.
You can.
Can you? Can you put things
it's
that
heat,
are frozen?
Like it melts stuff. I think I put it too long. Is there an adult in the room?
No.
No, Chris, Google.
I don't.
Tell me what it says when you go, can you microwave something frozen? Because you definitely can microwave something frozen.
It says, yes, it's safe to reheat frozen leftovers without thawing either in a saucepan or microwave.
So that's what microwaves are for.
Am I having a stroke? Like, have I ever microwaved something frozen? I literally can't think.
What do you do when something's frozen then? You put it in the oven?
I think I'm in the oven.
She's old school.
She's a homemaker.
I get a blowtorch. You love... Don't you have a blowtorch? What's that thing you bought?
What?
No, I have wire cutters. No, what is it called?
Bolt cutters.
I have bolt cutters, but I love a fucking torch. No, I made Craig like buy me a, not a weed whacker, a leaf blower. And I fucking love it. I love, like,
for the yard or for, like, when he's annoying you?
Both. Honestly, both.
Wait, do you know on TikTok, all the girls are like, 10 holiday gifts under $500 for your cool friend. Please do that and just be like, blowtorch. Leaf blower.
Do you want to know why I originally was like, Craig, you've got to get a leaf blower? And he was like, I have one, but, like, I just have to charge it. And he was like, why? What do you need it for? And I was like, there's this TikTok trend. Like the subway girl. I was like, but I need wind.
It was like, I have a fan, you're like, I need a wind blower.
Like, so you just want me to hold the leaf blower?
Does Craig film your videos?
No, not usually.
Because you don't trust him? Or because he's like...
No, it's just like anytime I ask a guy to do, honestly, to do anything... Just like, oh, I'll do it myself.
Do you know that
they just don't know things.
Yeah, and you don't explain to them, and then they get insecure because.
Yeah, and then I end up having to talk to them about their like picture taking skills rather than worrying about like the picture I freaking need. And I'm like, I'll just set up my Ring camera.
100%. Also, do you know? Speaking of leaves, I'm so happy you brought this up. I love talking about this. Des randomly was like talking to my mom about, you know, mature adult stuff, and he was like, "Do you know like." You don't actually have to get leaves off your lawn. Like, who said you need to get the leaves
before
off your
lawn?
Before
the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay. There's not, like, a good reason why the leaves need to be gone besides, I guess, like, aesthetically.
Okay.
So, like, or someone said it might be even bad to move the leaves. Hmm. I think I made that up. Can you Google, is it bad?
This podcast is taking a real freaking turn.
Is it bad to move the leaves?
Can you microwave leaves? Okay, and where was he going with this?
He basically was just, like, giving an excuse to do less things.
I was going to say, it sounds like house. Us if someone told us to rake the leaves. But, like, actually,
it's bad for the
scientifically, it's not really good for your lung. That literally sounds like me trying to get out of raking leaves.
Speaking of leaves, I wrote salads. Mm.
Okay, here we go. Excessive leaf matter on your lawn going into the winter is bad for several reasons. First, it will smother the grass, and if not removed very soon, it will in the spring, it will inhibit growth. Second, it can promote the snow mold diseases. You don't want those snow mold diseases.
Wait, so Des was wrong.
Literally, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Des.
Oh, my God. I have to go home and report this immediately.
He needs to start.
Because he told this to my mother.
He needs to be out there raking.
Des is honestly so.
Why? Does he get a lot of leaves in the Hamptons? Do you guys get a lot
of
leaves?
We don't even have a yard.
Oh. Why are you guys so concerned?
Because I guess we were talking about my mom's leaves. Oh my God, men can say anything and I believe them.
No, it's annoying. Like, they could say things with, like, authority.
So much confidence.
And him being 6'5", you're like, oh, he's the
obviously.
President.
Like, literally.
Okay, I'll listen.
So my thing with salads is I will eat them, but I always have to order, like, the breaded chicken.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah.
I will eat everything but the salad. So
when,
like,
did you do this recently? This
every
week?
Time I've ever eaten.
Because I just ordered from Sweetgreen maybe 4 days ago.
I do love Sweetgreen.
I do. I
Harvest
love it.
Bowl.
Well, I make my own salad because I, you know, I like my certain things. And it gets there, and I was like, wow, it's a lot of lettuce. Like, it's a lot of lettuce, you know? Like, it's too much for the salad. So I, like, took half the lettuce out.
Yeah.
Because it is just, like, a big bowl in general. Like,
actually,
you're not going to eat that
much.
It
was Sweetgreen that I wrote this about because I
it's
get,
so much lettuce.
But also, you get rice in it. And I'm like, let's stop saying that this is not a rice bowl.
Right.
With lettuce on top.
So I take half the lettuce out and I'm like eating it. And I'm like, this is like still a lot of lettuce. So I take more lettuce out. And then I look down and I realize I'm no longer eating a salad. I'm just eating cucumbers and cheese. And
that's
I'm just
every
like.
Every time I eat a salad.
I'm like, wow, it seems so healthy.
I love ordering taco salads.
No, I love ordering taco salads with a side tortilla as if that's not just a
Have you ever eaten ordered a taco salad and you didn't know it came with the fried bowl? And then the whole time you eat only the fried bowl and then you go, how did I end up eating the most unhealthy thing possible when I literally came here with good intentions?
There are times where I've been hyped to order the taco salad and then you see it come out in the fried bowl and you're like, I didn't even know.
I'm like, now I'm gonna shit myself all day because I can't not eat it. If it's in front of me, like, those people have self-control to not eat the fried bowl is next level. Also, people are dying from the charged lemonade at Panera.
What?
Have you heard about this?
No.
Do you know about the charged lemonade?
Yeah. How are they dying?
So this one girl had kind of a little bit of a heart problem, but, like, she was very careful about it. She never drank, like, too much caffeine. Apparently, it has the caffeine of, like
double a coffee. It's, like, insane.
Something insane. Chris is so busy today. This girl drank it and ended up having, like,
like a seizure? Like
a heart stroke? Something and died.
How old was she, do you know?
I don't. She was young. She was, like, around, I mean.
So, Panera's PR. Hey!
But they also were saying that charged lemonade doesn't even, like, advertise properly that it is a, like, crazy caffeinated drink. So people think they're just getting, like, a little spicy lemonade.
Oh, Okay, Chris, what are your findings?
There's a 237 milligrams of caffeine. It's also listed it before as having 390, and coffee has 90 milligrams.
390?
Yeah, so they're killing motherfuckers.
Okay, so Panera's actually
like they're not even saying
caffeinated.
Yeah, they're not saying caffeinated. They're heroin, cocaine.
I knew they were. No, they were putting things in that those bread bowls. Like, what is going on?
But it's so like. Hopefully, this is being dealt with because the guy who's friends with the girl came on my TikTok and he was like, "Look, like,
what's the point?
No, what is
like?
What?
Okay, you can have like a caffeinated lemonade. What? Who at Panera was like, push it up, keep going, more. Like,
also,
why?
No one knows what a milligram is. No one knows what a milligram is.
No one knows what a milligram is.
Like, for all I know, a milligram sounds really fucking little. It has
no,
milli in
really
it.
It's really small.
And if you know the Lil Wayne song, a milli,
yeah,
it's like one millionth. So when I hear 390, I'm like, I can handle 390.
That's girl math.
That's
you're
girl
like,
math.
But they're tiny.
No one knows what is an ounce. That is so fucking
no,
made up.
I don't know any of that stuff.
Also, when people say stone... Isn't
stone.
That in England?
Yeah, it is.
She's like, I'm 40 stone.
I've never heard that.
And I'm like, that's...
Is that the equivalent of, like, pound?
It's not equivalent.
Okay.
Chris?
No, but that is... It is crazy to think that, like, America measures everything completely differently.
Well, that was
like,
the,
why?
That was the Nate Bargatze sketch on SNL, where he was playing, like, one of the founding fathers, and he's like... One thing we have to do is change the entire metric system just for America.
Yeah, like, what is the point of that?
Nothing.
I mean, it doesn't matter because I don't know either. I don't know either metric systems.
We don't have to know.
One stone is equal to 14 pounds.
One stone is equal to 14 pounds.
Chris, are you dating?
Yeah. Not dating.
Why did your voice crack? Yeah.
I had an incident.
You had an incident?
It's tough out there.
I had an incident today.
Get to the mic.
Today?
What happened?
It's only 1 o'clock. It's, what is your dating sitch that you had an incident?
Slip vicariously through Chris.
Somebody that doesn't live in New York was, we had plans to see each other, but she was like,
Oh, you flew in an Instagram baddie?
No. She was like,
she flew herself in. She's a woman in STEM.
That's a good point. So she was like, the weather's bad, like, but I'll be here like Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm busy on Tuesday and Wednesday. She got
very angry
with me.
This is my question to you, Chris.
Yes.
There are 4 billion girls on this block in New York City. Why
are
you trying to date the one girl that's not in town?
I'm not trying to date her.
Did you meet on a dating app or Instagram?
Huh?
Did you meet on a dating app?
In real life.
Oh, you met in real life.
Okay, that's unsafe for her.
Wow, how crazy.
I'm
I didn't even give that as an option.
Yeah. That is a little wild.
I was like,
oh, you met her at a bar?
Huh?
You met her at a bar?
No, I know her from back home.
And she lives back home or she lives in a totally different state?
Different city, yeah.
Different city.
Okay, we'll bring her on the pod next week and get her side of the story.
Wait, I want to start saying that in situations to people that don't have podcasts. Like, in any... I thought this in my head. Moving forward, like, any problem my friend comes to me with, I'm going to say, well... Let's bring him on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I have a new dating, like, theory that is fucking amazing.
Okay.
Shit, I can't credit the right person, but it was not from me. It was someone on TikTok, and you can search TikTok for this.
Girl or guy?
It was a guy.
Okay.
But he was, like, girl's girl.
Yeah.
He basically said, this is so fucking incredible, that men date from zero. So when men meet you and start dating you, you're a zero. And you have to build up to, like, earn them wanting to date you. Where girls date from 100. We meet you and we go, you are perfect. And then we realize all the things that get you down.
Oh, my God.
And I've never heard anything more fucking accurate.
We go in reverse order.
We go in reverse.
Because if I'm meeting you, I've already thought in my head what your personality is like, what your family's like, what you dress like, what our life is going to be like together.
Yes.
And then I meet you and you're none of those things because obviously that's insane. I made them up in my head.
Where men, I guess, don't make stuff up in their head and immediately they're just like...
Well, how do they get through the day?
That's very accurate.
So boring. Right?
Entirely
Which is
accurate.
So crazy because I'm like, when a guy meets me, I'm like, obviously
Never
I'm 100.
Randomly on a Tuesday make yourself mad? Like, try it one time.
But it is crazy to think that. And then there's that moment where, like, you can meet perfectly, but there's also those moments, you know, when you first meet a guy, how, like, you like him more than he likes you, and then after 2 weeks, you're like, I can't stand this guy because your 100
down,
is now at 20.
And he's going
and
up.
And he's going up. And you miss each other. But it's I mean, we're not smart enough to know, like, why this is. But I guess with women, it's like, we're rooting for you.
Yeah. Like, no, we literally are.
We want you to be great because I think it helps with the patriarchy that, like, we need a man.
Yeah.
And then they don't, they're not rooting for you. They don't want to settle down type.
Yeah, like oh, they don't patriarchy. Care. Yeah, you should be chasing them.
Yeah, like, are you good enough for me?
Yeah.
But we need to flip that. So when you meet a guy, start at zero. Going into dates, I would always go into dates with men being 100. I'd be like, he's perfect. And then immediately, and then sometimes he'll even do not perfect things and you'll be like, oh, I'll just deduct 2 points. Oh, I'll just deduct one. It's like, he's in jail.
Well, I like, even in my 30s, I still... Even in, like, a business meeting or something, I'll have to, like, remind myself, like, okay, Paige, it's not if they like you. It's if you like them, if you like this situation. Yeah. Because I just feel like— Because
if all men go into it at zero, it means all of them, you're going to feel like you want them to like you.
Like, I can say my whole dating history throughout my 20s, every single date I went on, I was probably like, oh, I want them to like me.
And I love a first date. I love an interview. I love, like— you know, giving a good first impression.
Yeah.
And I was even thinking, like, you know, we're woman shows on first dates. Like, I'm making him laugh, and I could see his head turning, like, oh, she's actually oh my God, witty, she's really whatever. She's
girl.
Funny.
Oh my God, look how much she eats.
She might have rabies. But then there's that moment where, like, if he laughs at my joke, I love him. And then if he doesn't laugh, I'm like, I'm obsessed with this man. I need to be better for him. Where, like, I also think this equates to work and career as well. Where
elaborate, please.
I will. Like, I feel like a man, when this is why there's the wage gap. Because when women are getting hired, they are zero. Like, what you have to earn.
Yeah, what can you do for our company?
Yeah, where when men come in, they assume they have it together, and then they have to prove that they don't. And that's
and
why
they usually do.
That's why men go for more jobs they're unqualified for, because they have that mindset of, like, let me fuck it up first, but assume that I'm going to do it right. Where girls are like, let me actually show you first that I can do it before you let me do it. That's girl math.
And that's literally our campaign strategy for the 2024 election.
Like, and that's milligrams.
And that's how you measure an ounce.
Why did I write Aaron Gordon net worth?
I don't know who Aaron Gordon is.
Neither do I.
But I love knowing what people's net worths are.
I do have to say, net worths are not accurate.
Why on the internet, no, they're not.
Aaron Gordon said he went on a date and found out she Googled his net worth. So,
are the men mad about that?
I think people are, like, saying it's embarrassing. But first of all, she's doing research.
If I want to Google your net worth, I can.
Yeah. I know that this happened to me in college when I first started dating. No, I had a crush. Dang, it's a strong word. I had a crush on this hockey guy. Mm-hmm. And my friend was all like, don't date the hockey guys. And I was like, I want to be naughty. And he came over to my room. And my laptop was open with Google searches of him. And the first, like, five were clicked, like, a different color.
No, I've gotten so deep before. I've read New York Times articles that, no, like, guys I've guys liked have, uncles have written. I'm like, oh, my God.
These guys have press. I found out, like, his dad was in jail. Like, I found out all these things. And he literally comes up and he sees it. And, like, I laughed it off. But I remember it being so embarrassing. But now I'm like... I should have just been like, yeah, I'm doing research.
As women, we have to do research before we go out with you because you are our number one killers. We're trying to not get murdered. So I need to know, how many home, like, do you own a home and where is it? Because you're going to take me there and lock me in the basement of it. So, like, we have to Google things. I'll never forget. I had just moved to New York City. I was maybe living here for, like, 1 or 2 years. I'm standing at a bar. Where was I? I was at Catch. I'll never forget. I was on the rooftop of Catch when it was, like, the place to be. Probably, like, a Tuesday night, honestly. And I'm standing there, and I see this guy from across the bar, and I'm like, I'm at 100. I'm like, look at my husband across the bar.
Yep, he's 100.
He's amazing. He's got to come over to me at some point. He comes over to me. We're chatting. He's like, do you want to go to another bar? Like, my car's parked out front. I'm in the elevator. It's me, my girlfriend, him, one of his friends. In my head, I was like, if I'm about to get into a black Range Rover, this is my husband. I'm like, I do all these, like, weird,
Where he's probably thinking about, like, should I get Chick-fil-A tonight or not?
We walk outside. He has a black Range Rover. We get into it. We go to another bar. We're all having fun. Great time. Amazing. At the end of the night, he gets my number. He's like, let's go to Miami this weekend. I'm like, this is my husband. That's what my husband would do. Like, yeah. Like, I should be in Miami this weekend. Why am I still here?
Yeah.
I get to work that next day. I think it was like a Friday. This was maybe like a Thursday night. I get to work Friday. My girlfriend that I was with at the time worked in real estate. And she goes, oh, I'm going to put his name into our real estate database and see if I can see if he owns like his apartment. Like, what's it look like? Owns any homes? Whatever. Mm-hmm. She did that. She calls me and she goes, he's married. I can see all the homes he owns and I think it's with his wife unless
they got a divorce.
He owns it with like his mom or his sister
business
and they have the same
who happens
last name.
To be a woman with his children.
So I Google, I found his wedding registry and I found his wedding website and I found all of these things. He texted me like that day about Miami, and I said, what would your wife think if we went to Miami? And then I never heard from him again. And I'll never forget it. But, like, thank God I Googled, because, like, what?
No, for sure.
And, like, I don't – I never – that was, like, before – I probably should have DM'd the wife, but, like, I didn't think of it at the time.
I mean – at that point, you're in survival mode, and you're, like just trying to get out of the situation.
Yeah.
Not my circus, not my monkeys. I do think – also, that's something to laugh about. Like, the guy who has a multi-million-dollar contract that's very public should not get upset that the girl Googled it, because it's like...
Sounds like someone with a low net worth that got mad.
You know, it's like, are you mad what she saw?
Yeah, why are you so pressed?
I mean, if you could Google, like, how big guys' dicks were, like, we would have a... I mean, honestly, I'm surprised there isn't, like, a dark web where all the girlies, you know, normally you post a guy and everyone says
we don't know millimeters,
him.
We don't know inches, and they lie.
If we knew what centimeters were,
yeah,
we would have
you could
it,
tell me it's any inches,
but we can't figure
know.
It out. But I do think that girls are so good intuitively at like finding things once we've admitted that he's zero. Like when he's at 100, like he could literally murder me and I'll be like, he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
But like once you know he's
once
shit,
you're
like,
done,
we will find everything. And that's why I cannot believe there's not more women in the FBI. Like the fact that men even run the CIA makes me nervous about our country.
No.
I'm like, they can't even find something in the grocery store.
It's so crazy.
Like they.
Some of the things that like.
You see how long
it
takes Chris to Google something?
It's like, why is he even here?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Anyway.
Anywho.
How was the dermatologist?
Oh, my God. Listen to this. So birth control truly is so crazy. And I consult your doctor, not us.
Consult your doctor because last time you guys all stopped taking birth control and then got mad at us.
No, but so I went off of it in April. Mm-hmm. That's almost, we're almost at a year. I mean, we're January.
Months are made up, but yeah.
Time is a construct.
In millimeters. Can we do too many callbacks? Can we do too many callbacks? I don't know.
So I go to the dermatologist. I'm telling him, like, what my issue is. I'm like, look, I went off my birth control in April. My skin just started getting bad this past month.
I love how you're trying so hard to blame the birth control. The birth control is like, hey, I didn't do literally anything.
Well, if you want to take it up with my dermatologist, and he said, yeah, it takes a while for your body to adjust. And when I first went on birth control, my skin got so bad, so I went on spironolactone in tandem, like with my birth control. Then I stopped my skin pills, and I was just on birth control. But now I need to go back on my medicine because, like, my body's adjusting and my birth control, whatever. My hormones are so fucked up that your body, like, produces natural oil. My body produces a thicker version of that oil which is why my skin is getting so messed up. And it's from my hormones regulating.
This is extra virgin olive oil coming on your skin. J-Lo's shaking. No, J-Lo's so aware.
I'm like, could I bottle this oil? No, so I just like produce too much oil.
Craig's
and it's
tears
too thick.
Are coming out of your pores. And they're very thick.
So anyway, guys, I'm going back on my skin pill, but this is the pill that makes me pass out.
There isn't a better option that will make you like... What about Accutane?
That's almost like too much. I don't need that much.
Okay. What if you just took like a tiny
hit
of Accutane?
No, I just need to drink more water. It's just so about boring, water and I'm not allowed to eat bananas. Can't have too much like potassium on it or whatever. But like in 2 months, my skin's going to shine like the top of the Chrysler building.
Okay. And you don't want to go back on
never.
Birth control?
I'll never go back on birth control ever again in my entire life.
Why? It made you depressed?
I don't know. Do you think I'm depressed? I feel like I've been asking people a lot that question a lot lately. Like the other day, Craig was like, I literally had to go to CVS to get my skin pill. And I'm in the elevator and I just took a big deep breath. Like I was just like, he goes, why are you so stressed? I go, I have to go outside.
No, you saying you're going to CVS stressed me the fuck out.
He goes, to the end of the corner to get your prescription. I go, have you been out there? Do you know what it's like? It's terrifying. Like I was having a literal panic attack.
I saw this hilarious meme today that was like, I have to call my doctor to get my anxiety pills, but that is the reason that I have anxiety pills because I have to call my doctor.
It's the chicken or the egg. Like, it's so...
Literally today, Des was like, you have to call Delta to get some kind of, like, certificate for points or something.
Not me.
Because you get to save some money. And I was like, I'd rather not. And he's like, that's $300. And I'm like, I don't know if I have it in me.
There have been times where I've been on, like, customer service, and I'll be like, crack. And he'll be like, no, you do it. And I'll fake start crying. Like, and I'll have tears. And I'll be like, oh. And then he'll take the phone.
He loves talking.
I'm like, tell them all your stories.
Okay, my dad used to like love customer service calls. I would go downstairs and he would have the music playing and he's like, this is going to be a long one. And he would be like making friends with them. And like 4 hours in, I'm like, Dad, this was not this complicated.
I got a free iPhone.
From how?
So listen to this. I ordered an iPhone in the beginning of November. I said it was going to take 2 weeks to get there. 2 weeks comes up, not there. Stuck in like Memphis, Tennessee. Sat in Memphis, Tennessee for like another 2 weeks. I call Apple and I'm like, my phone was obviously stolen. Like, you got to send me a replacement.
By fire ants in Memphis, Tennessee.
And they were, And they were like, no, like you have to wait for it. Like, we have to put in a claim. Like, this has like things that have
like,
to happen.
I have to not call people.
And I was like, all right. Put your claim in. Another week goes by. I call back again. They're like, we have to put in another claim. I was like, no, this is enough now.
I'm so stressed. I don't need a phone at this point.
Craig takes the phone. This is Paige DeSorbo's attorney. You've now stolen $2,000 from her because the phone was like, I paid for it in full. They send a new phone the very next day. I get it. They like overnight, I have a new phone. Great. 2 weeks later, my original phone comes in the mail. And I don't know what, like, do I give it back?
You sell
it
on the dark market.
Like, what do I do? So I think I'm going to give it to my brother for Christmas.
And we'll find out then if he actually listens to Giggly Squad or not.
Yeah.
That's actually reminded me of some life hacks that I saw on TikTok. Mm. I'm randomly on this algorithm saying life hacks. Like, they can tell that I'm struggling. And actually, on Burner Phone, we did a whole episode of life hacks.
Yeah.
And people, like, sent us stuff.
Wow, I'd love to know what Des' favorite life hacks are.
Des loves a life hack. Mm. You guys, definitely listen to that episode of Burner Phone. But I found some stuff. One is, if you're stuck on an annoying call, put your phone on airplane mode instead of just hanging up. The other person will see call failed instead of call ended.
I've heard that before. That's good.
Isn't that good? Also, if you ever...
I don't answer it, though, so...
You're like, I've never been on a call.
I've never been on one.
If you've ever been given a speeding ticket, I wouldn't because I can't drive. But if you have, go to court to dispute it and always ask when the radar gun was last calibrated. Woman in STEM. Most cops do not calibrate their radar guns. That sounds made up, but anyway. As often as they are supposed to, and the ticket is normally dropped. Works every time for me and people I've known.
Wow.
I mean, we're not saying you should drive over the speed limit. We're just saying sometimes they get annoying, like two miles over the speed limit.
Look whatever. It's a school zone.
Look up your...
They're in class. Children. They're not even out here. Suck it. No, I hate the school zones. Literally, it threw off my whole mojo.
I think because it reminds you of
school.
School.
Academia.
Academia. And just not being able to read. Look up your building's washer, dryer, model on eBay and order a key for it. I haven't paid for laundry in for years.
Okay, well, that's theft.
It's a thing between life hack and...
illegal.
Illegal. Sleep soundly knowing you're not paying for on-site laundry. This is, like, weird, and I don't know if... I personally wouldn't do it, but if the person sitting in front of you on a flight reclines their seat all the way back and leaves you with no room, turn on the air above on full blast and rotate it so it's on the top of their head. This is the thing. I don't... When they go back, I go back.
I'm always back.
When they go high, I go low.
Well, here... This is actually a good debate, and we have the same stance, but it's not the stance of other people. Some people think it's rude to recline your airplane seat.
See, that's wild to me because I'm a sleeper.
I've paid for this seat. It recline. If they didn't want you to recline, they wouldn't have made it reclining.
And I fly maybe 6 times a week, and I've never been annoyed by someone reclining.
Never.
And maybe it's the only thing that annoys me is when I get woken up 35 minutes before we land because I need to
be back up
yeah. for 2 inches.
Yeah.
And they wake me up and then I lose 30 minutes of sleep.
Yeah. And they're not even landing yet. And they're just doing the
descent. I totally understand, you know, you got to put all the stuff away. You have to have your seatbelt on. But what are those 2 inches affecting?
When someone reclines in front of me, I just like, I'm like, oh, we're reclining now. Like I
do have to say, I get heated. People who... If you feel something in the back of your chair, which happens, mm-hmm. people who turn.
Oh.
I've seen it happen so many times.
Like turn to the person behind them, like stop doing
that. Yeah, I've seen it multiple times where the person will literally turn and the other person is like, what the fuck, dude?
I haven't had any airport beef recently. Except, you know, like sometimes there's 2 windows and it's like, oh, do I have 2 windows or is that window like for that person? And someone put their arm in and shut one of my like windows and yeah. I like saw their hand and I was like,
oh. Do you want the window up or down?
I think it should be down.
I agree. Because sometimes so fucking bright.
So bright.
Once a guy woke me up to say, can you open your window for the landing? I think he had like anxiety or something.
Mm, so you didn't do it.
So
you're like, no.
I go, just hold my hand. Shh. We're going to be okay. I actually was the token girl on the tennis team. This one girl hated flying and we flew all the time.
Yeah.
So they sat me next to her to just talk at her to calm her down.
Wait.
Like I literally was a podcast.
You've been used
I'm
as
an emotional
like
support animal. She would, because I can make her laugh. So I would say lock eyes with me and I would just say stupid shit and she'd be like mid panic attack and then start like laughing.
Wait, I'm surprised that hasn't become a thing more. Emotional support people.
I think it's supposed to be your significant other.
Oh.
But then you start fighting with them.
But like, yeah, I would want to bring you on planes and honestly, not have
so
to
many
pay
comedians
for the
could probably make so much money being like, hire a comic to sit next to you in a stressful situation.
Yeah.
Also, the worst thing though is I love having the window seat. I love the window seat. Apparently, when you grow up, you like the aisle because you like to be able to walk out and stuff. But okay. I like the window. But there's always those long flights when I have to pee.
Yeah.
And I try not to drink too much beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I'm not drinking a lot of water anyway. So normally I don't have to pee. But where the person's asleep.
And what do you do?
What do you think you I do? It. I fold like a cheap beach chair. I don't. I would never wake that
person
up. You
pee on the seat you woke that person up.
If you wake that person up, like, you should run for president. That means you're assertive. That means you tell the person at the nail salon that you don't like it, and let's just do a whole new color.
I've never woken someone up on a plane. Because if anyone, like, a light tap on my shoulder to wake me up, oh, that'll do it. That'll do it.
I mean, I've talked about this before, but Dez is he gets startled.
When you wake him up?
When I wake him up. And it's apparently just a thing in his family.
Yeah.
And
he's one of those, like,
No, like, I will literally be like, oh, my God, I have to wake him up. And I try to think of, like, I will so softly, like, touch his leg. He doesn't wake up. I'm just so soft. It's like, you know, he always goes, oh!
Yeah, it's too much. I feel like that's just, like, men in general.
Well, he said it's because he's a hunter.
Right.
No. That he's, like, on high alert all the time. And I'm like, you're passed out at 4 p.m. on a Saturday.
Well, I'm a sleeper, and if anyone wakes me up, I'm one eye. What?
Oh, my God. People don't talk about the
is
one eye.
Is it important?
Eye.
No.
I will stay one eye the first 30 minutes when I wake up in the morning.
I've been on Zoom calls, and I'm one eye. I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Can we do no video today?
Waking up is actually like, I fight for my life. I fight for my life. So there's like shit going on in pop culture. Kendall and Bad Bunny broke up.
Kendall and Bad Bunny broke up. Yeah. Were they ever really together? I'm not plagued by it. I'm not like.
Oh, I've never been plagued by any celebrity relationship.
Yeah.
But let's start saying that more. We're not plagued by it.
We're not plagued by it.
What did I never really know what it means?
The bubonic plague. I do think they were like cute and fun. They did a great campaign together for like Gucci or something. They probably got paid a lot of money. I think we need to normalize people dating to not marry.
No, I think anyone you dated before you were 30 literally doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. You're going to hold me to the standard of someone I dated at 23?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see.
There's actually on TikTok, there's been that thing with, you saw Hallie, that girl Hallie. She got broken up with. And she's 23 years old, and she's, like, really heartbroken. And I ran into her at an event, and I was like, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, and what'd she say?
And, you know, you could tell she's, like, been through it. And she also is putting it out very publicly.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, this is the girl where, like, it was, like, her friend did it. Her friend, like, went on the date with the ex. It was her friend.
I think a girl she knew or was hanging out with one night, the next day was seen with him.
Got it.
But they had already broken up, but it was, like, it was hurtful.
Yeah, like, the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. So I was like, first of all, imagine you were publicly talking about the guys you dated at 23. Like, it's such a...
No, like, I'll look,
wild time.
Yeah, like, I'll look at, like, the TikTok girlies now, and I'm like, I love watching them.
Love it.
Like, I... Like, their friendships. Like, I like to see what they wear going out. Like, I like to see their apartments. Like, they're cute. Like,
yes.
Whatever. There's something just, like, so girly about a girl living in New York City at, like, 24 and, like, figuring it out. Like, it's something just very sweet and cute.
Yes.
But,
like, imagine, like, showing your boyfriends when you were, like, 22, 23, 24. And then, like, having to explain that, like, what happened and stuff.
Well, honestly, that was us, though, like, being on reality TV. Like, I didn't want who I was dating to be on reality TV for that reason. Like, I was like, I don't want to have to talk about you in 10 years.
Yeah, we've broken up with people because we didn't want to put them on TV. Or we had to, like, explain some, like, situation that's, like, not ideal.
No.
But I saw her. And it is also hard because she put it out publicly. She said a lot of people keep coming up to her about it, and she, like, doesn't want to be reminded about it. So now I feel bad. Right. Like, maybe I was one of those people.
Yeah, you are.
I was. Maybe. But I looked at her, and I was just – I just felt like I should speak.
You saw the pain that she was going through, and you were like, let me talk about myself.
Also, I've never not felt that. So I just looked at her, and I said, you're 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you have to think of relationships like jobs.
Yeah.
Every time you get out of one, you literally level up. You get a better salary. And I'm like, you're 23. And I was like, I know that you're heartbroken, but like, you are going to be with like such an amazing, you have so many tall, handsome men in your future to be upset about. Like, let's like feel it. And then I'm so excited for like who you're going to date later.
My advice to any 23-year-old who just broke up with her boyfriend would be, I don't remember
I have no idea
the guy's name that I dated when I was 23. Like, exactly. I genuinely couldn't tell you anyone's name from the year of 23.
In your 20s, whenever anything happens, you really feel like it's the end of your life, and that's the hardest part of the 20s.
Because you're like, everyone's talking about it. Here's the thing. No one is.
When I was 23, I was breaking up with my long-distance college boyfriend and then moved into the Craigslist apartment where I met the guy named Craig. And dated him for a year because we lived in the same house and it was, like, hot.
What did I do?
You're drunk.
I don't even, like, where did I live?
So anyway, break up with your boyfriend.
That was so hot. Go off your birth control, break up with your boyfriend, and figure out what a millimeter is.
Yes, we love you guys so much. Oh, yeah. Also, someone messaged us and they were like, hey, is the newsletter thing a bit or is it real? Because they can't tell what's a bit and not. And that is so fucking valid. And
wait.
We hear
so
you.
Valid.
I could imagine we just start saying, sign up for our newsletter. Like, it's a made up thing. So we actually do have a newsletter, which is so off brand for us. But like, and it's so much admin, but we have Grace, our Gen Z correspondent and CEO, who handles it. And like, she puts it together for us.
I love that someone thought that we were like lying.
Doing a bit.
Yeah.
Imagine. They literally didn't even try to look. They were like, we know this is a made up thing. So sign up for our newsletter. And we love you guys so much. We'll giggle with you guys next week. Bye.